Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. For those who don't know, glad to have y'all tuning in. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Darien Lending. If you are a first-time home buyer looking for a mortgage, or if you're looking to refinance your current home, give my brother Darien a call right now at 310-774-2601. Ladies and gentlemen, also, today's broadcast is brought to you by OxyWellness.com. That's a natural way to experience the benefits of CBD, and it can show you what it can do for your health. They have a brand called Oxygen. It's a product line that addresses ailments like pain, inflammation, anxiety, and so much more. You can also get in on the distribution side of the game through their wholesaling program. Follow them on Instagram at OxyWellness. That's O-X-Z Wellness. And also go to OXZWellness.com, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to chop it up with the family on a late night tip. I'm here. I'm on time. I want you guys to retweet this broadcast. Most importantly, I need you to hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, and then hit that subscribe button. And family, don't you move a muscle, because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin, by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed, available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack, and the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Ladies, are you suffering from hair loss? Has alopecia been a battle that you just can't win? Well, you need to check out She and Her Hair Studio, because that's the solution for you. They're located in Staten Island, New York, and She and Her Hair Studio is the North Shore's premier salon. It's a full-service salon created solely to provide clients with a comfortable, safe, and unforgettable experience. Check them out right now at sheandherstudio.com. Give them an email at sheandherstudio@gmail.com right now.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
Celebrate the foundational Black American culture of freedom fighting and resistance with the first annual Retrosense 5K run. This cultural experience will honor our FBA ancestors and icons while harnessing energy from our past to power our future. There will be security at this event to ensure everyone has a safe and enjoyable experience. A Retrosense run is a cultural event for family and friends. Strollers and wheelchairs are welcome. The in-person event will include a free one-mile fun walk and will be held on December 17th in Tampa, Florida. Unable to make the live event? You can also participate virtually anywhere from December 17th to December 30th. All registered participants will receive the official Retrosense Run finishing medal, t-shirt, and more, with the ability to upload their race time to the official site. Live event participants will receive the time race scores, professional finisher photo, video, and your name will be announced as you're welcomed across the finish line. Enjoy the post-race after party and review with a traditional FBA breakfast. You can also help us settle fun family debates like sugar or salt and grits. Prepare with family workouts and runs and post on social media using the hashtag #RetrosenseRun. For registered info and sponsorship opportunities, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Click the link in the bio. Hope to see you all there.
Do you have a small business, or do you want to start your own business? Do you need business development and sales support services? You're tired of your dead-end job and you need a new career? Reach out to my brother Junius James at Junius James Incorporated. He has a nonprofit organization in Milwaukee that specializes in empowering the Black community. Give him a call at 1-855-JUNIUS Junius James. That's 855-586-4875. They are a black-owned business, and they're down to provide services nationwide. Give them a call right now for some employment opportunities. What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas, called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com. to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
You are now tuned in to the Godfather of the Game. Often imitated and always celebrated.
Stop sloganeering. Sloganeering kills people.
Hey, yo, check this out. It's
Tariq Nasheed on Tariq Radio.
Let's go. Let's go.
Be my goddamn thumb alone.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We're back. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in. What's going on, family? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your host, Tariq Nasheed. I hope you guys have contributed to the new Kickstarter, please, if you have not. Look at the profile below. Get involved with the new film, American Maroon. We got the film American Maroon popping. We need the family's help on that one to contribute and become a part of the film. We need that energy. We are reaching our Kickstarter goal. We have about a week or so, about two weeks left, I think. So if you could be so kind to hit that link below so we can reach that goal, that would be great, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to have everybody in here on the late night tip. A lot of folks in the room right now. We're still on baby watch right now. In fact, we've been back and forth to the hospital. For those who don't know, me and my queen, we're having little baby Quoquo Nisha. My wife's having a first baby girl, that's my second girl, but my wife's first. And she's actually in the hospital now. She's actually going through labor now. I'm here with you guys. So I've been going back and forth to the hospital. And she's good. We're just waiting it out. It's going to be a while. You know, they have to wait until, you know, for those who have children, they have to wait until she dilates 10 centimeters. I think it's 10, something like that. And, you know, that becomes a slow process. So we're waiting. When I'm done with this broadcast, I'm going right back to the hospital. So we're on baby Quoquo Nisha watch right now. So we need everybody's good energy to welcome our baby girl into the earth, into the world. So we're waiting. We're waiting on baby Quoquo Nisha right now as we speak. So we need the welcoming family energy from you. But anyway, let's talk about some stuff, man. Let's talk about some things that's going on. Now, as you know, for those who have been listening to us, our brother out there in South Carolina, Marcel Dixon, he was running for office out there in South Carolina in District 6. He was running for Jim Clyburn's seat, which is a very powerful position. This was David versus Goliath. And Clyburn won, which we knew that, you know, there was a strong possibility that Clyburn would win. The most important thing was to signal boost the message. The most important thing for us was to signal boost the message. We had a nationwide campaign for a candidate to push reparations. And there was a nationwide movement for it. That's what we really wanted to do. We wanted to utilize a candidate to push our message for reparations for foundational Black Americans, and we're not running around caping for immigrant groups. That was a strong message to push. That was a disruption message, which is what the goal was, which is what we wanted to disrupt the status quo, which we did. In order for them to get Clyburn to really get some real momentum, because the name of the game, we wanted to peel numbers off from the Democrats. So family, they were nervous. The Democrats were sending all of their shields to troll people all online. They had all of their shields ready. They had to send Kamala Harris out there to stump for Clyburn. Now, Clyburn is usually just a shoe-in. You don't have to do anything. You don't have anybody really relevant competing against him. But this time, boy, they were nervous. This time, boy, they had to make it a movement within a movement to really slander our brother Marcel and to rub in the faces of foundational Black Americans. Hey, look at you guys. You guys can't really do anything to us. Oh, yes, we can. We made you guys work. Foundational Black Americans said, hey, you're going to speak on our agenda. Shout out to our brother Marcel. Shout out to him. He ran a good campaign. And like I said, the name of the game is disruption. Now, he got a couple of thousand votes, which was good for a first-time candidate. The brother has only been campaigning for a few months. Well, 8 or 9 months. He hasn't been campaigning that long. So he got 4% of the vote, like 2,400, something like that. And also another thing, he would have gotten more, but there were things going on the ballot where they would have his name, his first name, but not his middle name. Everybody knew him as Marcel, but his first name is Greg. And there was some confusion in some polling places. So it was little stuff like that. But we're not tripping on that. Again, the name of the game was disruption. And the Clyburn clan, and they had to have Kamala come out there in stump form, and they had to do some real work. This guy was somewhat of a threat, and the movement and the agenda was a threat. Now, there are some things that can be improved upon. Let's be very clear, because this is a template. This was a learning experience. We got the message out there. We know what to do, and also we know what to improve on. This is something that we have to look at as a case study. This is a template. We look at this and let's see what we can do to improve on it. We already got the message out there. We threw a rock at the Goliath, and the Goliath was stammering and stammering for a minute. They had to get their bearings. I want y'all to be very clear. Now, what we can improve on, because what we need, the question today is, who's going to be the next reparations candidate? See, we need another Marcel Dixon type out here doing the same thing in other cities. This is what we need. I want you guys to look at the template and look at what was done, and then we're going to improve on it. Because see, the name of the game, they can't keep ignoring the agenda. See, they can't keep doing the benign neglect policy on foundational Black Americans. This campaign forced them to address foundational Black American needs. They had to start addressing needs for foundational Black Americans and our lineage, just like out here in California. We forced them to talk about what's going to be done for our lineage specifically. We're not going to be mixed in with not one big Negro. We are a very specific group. You understand? So now we got reparations as a nationwide conversation now. That's all from the grassroots, and having a politician signal boost that message, that's very significant. We need more Marcels, ladies and gentlemen. We need more people running on a reparations for foundational Black Americans platform. Now look at what can be done and what can be improved upon. One thing that can be improved upon is more local outreach. One thing I noticed, there was a nationwide grassroots movement, but from what I've seen with Marcel's campaign, the local campaigning wasn't as strong as it should have been. That's a lesson that we learned. See, we're fleshing everything out. The next time you run, because I had people out there on the ground and I wish I could have went out there, but again, I'm on baby watch. I wish I could have gone out there to hit the pavement with our brother Marcel. That would have increased more numbers, us going out there on the ground and really galvanizing more people in that district. But listen, family, there was not a lot of strong local campaigning out there. Clyburn had all the radio, all the television, the fish fry stuff. We can do something similar. We can have some buffalo wings out there locally too, all right? Let's not get it twisted. We can do that. We can get some food trucks in the next city, whoever's campaigning, and bring people out there and get the word out. We can do that. That's nothing to do. But with our brother Marcel, I had people out there saying that you didn't see too many flyers, you didn't see too many posters, you didn't see too much visibility out there with Marcel. That was a problem. That's something that can be improved upon for the next candidate or Marcel again if he runs again. But we have to get out there and do some local stuff if we're going to take that thing to the next level. Because I had some people in some of the chat rooms talking about out there in South Carolina in that particular district, people who live in that district, they were saying, hey, people who live in this district, they ain't really on the internet like that. In fact, in some of these parts of there, the internet is kind of janky. I know out there around the border of Savannah, when I was out there filming not too long ago, their internet was real janky. The internet and the Wi-Fi, it was real janky out there for some reason. So that's an issue. So when you have areas like that where people ain't out there on the internet like that, you got to get out there and hit that pavement. Because you had a bunch of people out there galvanizing, coming from different places, supporting, but they weren't eligible to vote. The people who were eligible to vote, we didn't touch enough of them. We touched a significant amount, but not enough. We got to get that local thing popping. Always understand that. Because we got to be very real. In a lot of these places, a lot of the masses, they don't really run in political circles or conscious circles. A lot of the Clyburn voters are church Negroes who like catfish nuggets. And a lot of the potential constituents, they're like world star hip hop type of folks. They listen to, they look at gossip sites if they do get online. But these are people who, hang out at the barbershops, listening to local radio, listening to trap music, stuff like that. We gotta keep that realistic here. We gotta understand that there's a certain sector who's not in conscious circles, who's not in political circles. We gotta understand that. And we have to learn how to flip a significant amount. Now, some of them you can't flip. All right, let's be very real. Some of the people you can't really flip. But some of them you can. Sometimes you got to campaign towards the hood crowd. Sometimes you got to do that. Let's be very clear. In a lot of these cities, a lot of these small towns, a lot of these spots, this is what we got to deal with right here. Let's keep it a buck. A lot of people, we're going to have to keep it a buck. We got some of this out here. You see this? I put this video up the other day. This is what we have out here, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of this out here in some of these places. Let me play this video. Hold on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you see that? Okay, this is the reality right here. Let's keep it a buck. This is a reality. Let's deal with this. We got a lot of this out here, all right? Out here in some of these spots, we got a lot of that. All right? Come on, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. We got a lot of that in some of these cities and family. Yes, we do. Let me put it back on here. Family, yes, we got a lot of that. You can smell the weed and hot Cheetos in this video. We got a lot of that, ladies and gentlemen. Some of them, we're going to have to learn how to flip them. You can't flip all of them, but some of them, you're going to have to go out here and do some work. You got to flip some of them. You're going to have to flip some of them, guys. And what the Democrats usually do, they go out there, give them a plate of catfish nuggets, and yay, they're gonna vote. You think? Somebody say you ain't going to get no political power with that. Oh, you might. You know, the Democrats was out there talking about take your booty to the poll. You dig? They knew the audience they were pandering to. Yeah? Let's keep it a buck here. But we're going to have to learn how to flip some of them. We can't flip all of them, but we're going to have to flip some of them. We got to flip them conscious. We got to find a couple of them who don't want to be hood rats no more. We got to get the taste of hot Cheetos out of their mouths. We got to get Chip, Fingernail, Twitter, and flip them. All right? We got to get Musty Brawstrap Twitter and flip them. We got to find some who don't want to be hood radish no more. Yeah? Yeah, the backs that thang up crowd. Yeah, we got to keep it a bug, though. Some of them we got to flip. You got to get out here in the streets and you ain't going to flip all of them. About two of them you can flip. In that crowd that we just shown, two of them you can flip, but hey, with some of these races, some of these political races, man, you got to understand, some of these things can become very close. Because let's go back to the Clyburn, Marcel Dixon situation. With Marcel Dixon getting 4% of the vote, that's very significant because they know those numbers, you're peeling those numbers and you're splitting those numbers up. Those numbers can make or break an election, ladies and gentlemen. Those numbers can make or break an election. If you have a candidate who's peeling numbers away from another Democratic candidate and that main candidate is running against a Republican, you know, that could flip an election. Because there are major elections out here that were lost by a very slim margin. There was one infamous case. Where's this case? Let me find this case very quickly. There was a case in Washington State in 2004. I want to show y'all this, guys. Washington State, 2004, there was a race. And it was two politicians. It was Representative Dino Rossi. And he was running against this lady. And the lady won. Dino Rossi lost by only 133 votes. And there were 1.3 million votes. There were 1.3 million votes. Now, out there in South Carolina, how many? I forgot what the numbers were. But it was way less. But out here in Washington State, there were 1.3 million votes. The candidate lost by 133 votes. Now, put this in context. Let's say there's a Democratic politician running against a Republican. And then you have another long shot Democratic politician, like a Marcel or somebody else running on reparations, and they're peeling thousands of votes away from the mainstream Democrat. They will cause that mainstream Democrat to lose if they split those votes. And the main Democrats, the Democratic Party, they know this. They know that that's a problem for somebody taking those significant numbers. Don't think just because they're online bragging about Marcel losing, oh, that's all cap. They know Marcel getting 4% of the vote and that's his first time running as a politician. They know that they're in trouble. They know that spells trouble in the future. They know this. All right? They know that that spells trouble. So now they're going to start talking our language. See, us doing this is going to make them talk our language. We're going to force them to talk about reparations. Because if we keep running reparations politicians, we're going to make them lose. The primaries are coming up. They are in trouble in the primaries. They don't have no real strong support like that. If you have a new politician who's coming in there, a long shot, peeling off 4% of your vote on a reparations ticket, and he was running in a butter biscuit district. The rest of the country ain't on the butter biscuits. You have more politically savvy people around the country. So now that's trouble for the Democrats. Yes, he did. Marcel did excellent for a first-time candidate. He did excellent for a first-time candidate. Don't let nobody run around trying to do all this pretend celebrating. And what are y'all getting, by the way? A lot of the Bussy Brigade, they're running around fake celebrating. What do y'all get out of Clyburn winning? Y'all not getting anything. What are you celebrating for if you're a black person? Even, well, some of the black immigrants, they're celebrating because they know Clyburn is going to stump for the immigrants. But again, they're in trouble in the primaries when they run up against the Republicans. And they know this. This is why they keep trying to shame us by saying, you guys sound like Republicans. Oh, y'all sound like Republicans. That's okay. Not a problem. We'll sound like that. Y'all just want a Republican to win. That's not a shaming tactic. Because if they are the lesser of the evils, we'll roll with that. Because the Republicans at this point are the lesser of the evils. The Republicans are the lesser of the evils right now. Hold on. My wife is calling right now. Hold on. You all right, dear? How's your dilating going?
I don't know. I was just calling.
All right. Well, I'm doing a live. What? You in pain? How many centimeters are you? All right, let me know how many centimeters. All right, sorry about that, guys. We're on baby watch. She's checking on you. All right, we're waiting on baby Coco Nisha. All right. This is real. We keeping it real. We're on baby watch, and I'm right here with the family. I'm right here. We keeping it 100. This is the realest joint you'll ever get. We're on baby watch. About to have a baby any minute. It's about that time. They haven't checked her dilating. Yeah, the baby's coming. I got to get back to the hospital shortly. Can't be on too long, but I'm here chopping it up with the family. Yes, I am. But like I said, man, ain't nothing to celebrate. What's the Bussy Brigade celebrating? What are y'all celebrating? Even the Bussy Brigade who's stumping and being the pit bulls for the LGBT community, the white LGBT, what are you celebrating? Because they had a lot of these LGBT shills trying to run out here and shame black folks. They got the same ones that they pay to get online and kind of troll everybody. Here's the thing, LGBT shills. Y'all niggas don't get nothing from the white LGBT community. You're doing all of this bulldogging and pit bulling and tokenism for the white LGBT establishment. They get money and don't give your ignorant black ass none of it. They don't give y'all nothing. You're making a damn clown of yourself fighting for these politicians and you don't get a damn thing. They get money for themselves and you still got to slang bussy on OnlyFans. You dig? So let's keep it a buck out here. But listen, this was very significant. This is why we need more reparations politicians out here. We need more people pushing that reparations line. Who's going to be the next reparations candidate out here? And we got to understand a lot of things, man. A lot of stuff is political theater. A lot of people do things to save face. Understand, a lot of things are all cap when it comes to politics. You know, they'll put on a strong face. But when you have your third eye open, you can see what kind of games they're running. For example, last week I did a broadcast talking about the political theater of that January 6th hearing. I told y'all that was all cap. Remember last week, I told y'all that is a nothing burger. Them having them hearings, talking about all of these white supremacist groups, that was a nothing burger. Nothing. It was all political theater. It meant absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing. And right now, this came out right here. Look at this article here. This came out yesterday, I think. January 6th committee will not make any criminal referrals, chairman said. So they're not going to do anything. They're not going to file criminal charges or make any criminal referrals against anybody. This is just a nothing burger. They just wanted to have this hearing so they can point the fingers at Trump and the Republicans. This was nothing but political finger pointing. They weren't going to do anything. This wasn't a hearing. This was a finger pointing contest. This was just political mudslinging. I knew they weren't going to do anything because all of these white supremacist groups, they're trying to put them all on Trump. But I told people last week, these white supremacist groups, they were forming during the Obama administration, and the Democrats didn't do a damn thing about these groups. I had all the receipts, the Proud Boys, Patriot Front, which was Vanguard America at first, the Oath Keepers. I've been talking about these people for half a damn decade under Obama. They were running around Democratic-run cities with Democratic police chiefs. They were being allowed to terrorize black people. The Democrats didn't lift a damn finger. So they went out here now. They're going to try to put them all on the Republicans now. No, no, no. They're not going to do anything about those people. They're not going to do anything about them. So we got to watch the con games that's going on out here. And speaking of Republicans and right wingers, did y'all see Ron DeSantis up here talking about Elon Musk calling him an African-American? Let me play this clip real quickly. Hold on, guys. Listen to this real quickly. People are talking about this. Listen to this. Hold on. Hold on.
I would say, I'm focused on 2022. But with Elon Musk, what I would say is, I welcome support from African-Americans. What can I say? So what I would say, I'm focused on 2022. But with Elon Musk, what I would say is, I welcome support from African-Americans. What can I say?
Okay. Now, when he said that, some of y'all thought that was a joke. These people laugh. Let me tell you something. That's not no joke. People think that these people are joking. And even though they're laughing about it, white supremacy always cloaks a lot of their stuff behind jokes. They're not joking, ladies and gentlemen. The white supremacists are always hiding their nefarious deeds behind jokes. It starts off as a joke first. Just like that white supremacist hand signal started off as a joke first, and then they started killing people. Then it wasn't so damn funny no more. You understand? It started off as a joke until they started killing people. Then it wasn't so funny. The Ku Klux Klan started off as a joke. Then it wasn't funny no more when they started killing people. Jim Crow started off as a comedy routine and as a joke. And then Jim Crow became Jim Crow laws, where they terrorized and suppressed black people. So family, them sitting up here, they keep making this joke about referring to him as an African American. You see, they play games with the term African American. That can mean anything, including white people. So when they say they're going to do something for African Americans, that would include Elon Musk and other white people who are from Africa, who can claim African ancestry, which, truth be told, all white people can actually claim African ancestry, family. That's why that's a very tricky-ass word, because it's so vague. African-American is a very vague term. Africa is a continent. Everybody has a lineage that goes to Africa. Remember, there was a white woman in Florida. This old racist-ass Karen hopped up and said, hey, I have some DNA that goes to Africa, so I'm a sister. She was doing some kind of city council meeting, some lily white woman talking about she's a sister because her DNA goes to Africa. I can say certain things about the black community because I have African DNA and I'm a sister. See, this is why, family, we use the term foundational black American when we're talking about our culture. That's why foundational black American is so important. You can't remix it. You cannot remix that term. Nobody can remix it. That's why so many people have a problem with the term, because they can't tether off of it. They can't flip it. They can't remix it. That's a very specific term. That's why they have a problem with it. It's a locked up, rock solid term. It's a very specific group of people. You can't remix it, and which is a great thing. Words matter, ladies and gentlemen. The words you use matter out here. When we're dealing with words, words matter. And understand, when we talk about things for foundational Black Americans, we're not talking about things for minority. We're not talking about things for all these other groups. We've got to be very clear. Because people sit up here and try to act like they are an equally aggrieved group. And then they will tether off of us, sit up and say, hey, we were treated just like Black people. So we need compensation before them. We can't play that game. Because see, when we do that, while we're out here asking for tangibles, we get this stuff right here. This is your boy right here, Biden. Biden signs a new LGBT executive order amid a raft of bills targeting trans youths. So basically, they're saying around the country, we don't really want a bunch of so-called trans boys competing in girls' sports. We don't want them out here beating up the damn girls, which is something I agree with. Yeah, we don't want the boy with a wig on in the female wrestling team or the volleyball team beating up other girls. We don't want boys with a wig on boxing other girls. That's demonic. So now they're like trying to protect that. They got all types of bills for these people. And again, they run this game on us by calling Black people, we're so homophobic, and we prove we're not homophobic because we were supporting our brother Marcel Dixon, who's LGBT. We had no problem with him. So that decimated that whole homophobic garbage. And they were still calling Marcel homophobic because what they do, they get these paid shills and their whole thing is to just call Black people homophobic. Just keep saying homophobia, homophobia, homophobia. That's their one trick pony. They were even calling Marcel homophobic and he's LGBT. And the thing is, we show with Marcel and our support of him is that we don't give a damn about anybody being LGBT. If that's your lifestyle, we're fine with that. Because see, with the dominant society, it's not about acceptance. It's not about just acceptance of LGBT lifestyles. See, what they want to do, they want to shame us, Black people. They want to shame us and force us to not just accept it, but force us to participate in it. That's what they want to do. They want to force us to participate in it. They want to say, hey, why don't you want to date this trans woman? Hey, trans women are women too. And if you don't date that dude who's now a woman, that makes you a bigot. So that's what buck breaking is. That's why I did the movie. Trying to force us into a sexual practice, that is nothing but buck breaking, ladies and gentlemen. That's buck breaking all day. And family, y'all know for years I've made fun of the word bussy. Bussy was a funny word. Bussy's one of the funniest words in the English language. I popularized that word for one reason, so I can get away to get around the algorithm so that, you know, you say certain words to call out certain moist behavior. They can't flag the word bussy. That's why I use it on a lot of folks. But that's a term that they were using on the underground. That's a term that a lot of the LGBT, they were using among themselves as somewhat of a joke. And then we mainstream that term. But now, have y'all seen this article? Right now, Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X wants the word bussy added to the dictionary for Pride Month. This came out the other day. Family, they're trying to get the word bussy in the dictionary now. They're trying to make bussy a legal term. See, it starts off as a joke. There's a reason why I was calling this joke out for a long time, for years. Don't let these folks start off with the joke, because now they'll start having bussy as a legal and a medical term. You understand what I'm saying? They will try to have that as a medical term. They're going to try to legitimize the term bussy now. I was letting y'all folks know what these folks was doing. Hey, you can't make this up, family. You can't make it up. They're trying to mainstream bussy now. And they're going to try to make, they're going to normalize it and then make it a medical term. You see, these folks get to talking crazy when it comes to medical and gender and all of that stuff, trying to say that there's not really a gender. Gender is fluid. Well, if you look at the word LGBT, the B stands for bisexual. And by definition, the word bisexual implies that there are two genders. If you use the word bisexual, that means there are two genders. You are specifying and confirming there are two genders by saying bisexual. Words matter. But family, these folks get to talking crazy when it comes to that stuff. The agenda is very real. I saw something on Twitter where they were talking about, oh, let me find this tweet for you guys. While they were talking about tampons. They were talking about tampons, and look at the words they were using. I want y'all to look at the words they were using. Here, let me find this thing real quickly. Hold on, real quickly. Let me find this. Where we at? Gotta have my stuff together. Where we at? Come on, man. Okay, here we go. Right here. Check this out. Right here. Look at the wording on this. All right. This is NPR. Tampons, a necessity for many, are becoming harder and harder to find. People who menstruate are saying it's hard to find tampons on store shelves around the U.S. right now. Look at the words here. People who menstruate? What do you mean, people who menstruate? There's only one group of people who menstruate, women. Tampons are a necessity for many. You mean women, for many women. Look at how they went out of their way to not use the word women. See, that's the game they're going to start playing. They don't want to use the word women. They want to erase biological women. You see? And then they're going to start introducing and mainstreaming words like bussy. That I've been telling people. That's why I was exposing that word for years. This is words that they use on the underground, but they're going to mainstream these words. Yeah? It's getting real out here. And this is the Democrats, guys. This is what the Democrats are prioritizing, right? We got to shake this thing up. We have to shake up the Democratic agenda. We have to shake it up, family. We have to disrupt their agenda. We have to set the terms of what the agenda is going to be. Because the agenda for the Democrats now is so anti-FBA, we have to change the narrative. And we have to do that on the grassroots level, ladies and gentlemen. Now, with Marcel losing out there in the particular race, which he really didn't lose in our eyes because, again, he got the message out, you have some of the haters out here. You had Mama Strappy. You had Mama Strappy out here. Yvette Carnell, our mama, that's y'all mama now. Understand, that's Mama Strappy. She's y'all mama. That is y'all mama. She out there talking about how much did Tamara Johnson Shealy pay for her campaign? They paid for her to run around in slave outfits to lose. How much for the museum? She's trying to take a shot at me, and we still got the museum popping. How much for Marcel? How long are y'all going to waste both time and money on dead-end projects? People are laughing at you. But we don't give a, this ain't high school. We don't care about anybody laughing at us. That's not a flex, Mama Strappy. Nobody cares about anybody laughing at us. People are laughing at us regardless. Mama Strappy wants people to send money to her exclusively. Mommy Strappy just wants people to send her money. That's where the dead end money is going. She wants people to just send her money so that people can vote down dildo Democrat. You understand? They just want people to send her money for her dead-end projects, which is nothing, which is chopper suit money and strap-on money. We're not playing that game either, Mama Strappy. We're not going to play that game at all. We're not playing that game with you. And understand, remember, that's our mama now. I'm y'all mama with her pink dildo. And that's our mama. Mama Strappy is mad at us. Talking about we're going to get laughed at. Who cares? We're talking real out here. We're talking about what we're going to get. And we're going to shake up the tree and disrupt the agenda, ladies and gentlemen. Because Mama Strappy, she's still going to run on an LGBT agenda. Just understand that. She's going to be for real LGBT. That's why she wants us to vote down Democrat, because the goodies, which is a form of reparations, which is getting white LGBT sex. That's her form of reparations. A lot of these folks look at reparations as being able to lay up with white LGBT people. That's their reparations. That's Mama Strappy's reparations. You understand? And speaking of LGBT, you know what I notice? A lot of these LGBT folks, black folks, they got this thing where they have a bug in their ass about children. They always do things where they insult children, which I really don't like. A lot of people were getting on that dude Saucy Santana's case because they found old tweets of him talking, you know, insulting Blue Ivy. A lot of these LGBT men and women, a lot of them try to talk greasy about children, particularly about Jay-Z and Beyonce's child. You'll find tweets of them talking real greasy about Blue Ivy. That's some kind of internet flex with a lot of these LGBT folks. They have a real bug in their ass about children, which is a real tacky thing to talk about children. I don't respect people who talk about children. Children are off limits. You don't do that. There's something very tacky about that. And a lot of them, they talk about children, I think, because a lot of them were sexually abused as children. So a lot of them feel like their innocence was taken as children. So they think that it's okay to harm another child verbally. They think children are fair game to be insulted and harmed. There's a real weird dynamic with a lot of these folks who got these alternative lifestyles. I don't respect that shit when it comes to kids. I don't respect it. And there's one woman who had all types of LGBT flags on her page. And this doesn't mean all LGBT people, by the way, but there's a lot of them, by the way. But this woman here, she had some LGBT flags all on her page, and she was up here talking greasy about Blue Ivy. She has a whole bunch of tweets where she's talking about Blue Ivy's looks. This woman right here. This woman here. Am I about the only one who don't think Blue Ivy is cute and I don't give a F? In 2020, I still don't think Blue Ivy is cute. Blue Ivy, thumbs down. Northwest, yeah, Blue Ivy, no. So this woman right here, and I clown her ass. This woman right here, and I said, man, how'd this woman, and I put out a tweet that went viral. I said, woman, how was this woman gonna sit up here talking about people's kids and you look like a whole baby donkey? Let's keep it a buck. This woman looks like a baby donkey in the face talking about somebody's damn kids. Very insulting. See, we got to stop that type of stuff. Children are off limit. Get that tacky nonsense out of here where you're trying to denigrate children. That's a very tacky thing to do. Extremely tacky to do. Yeah, her face is hella strong. She might even be trans. I don't know. I do not know, but I know her face is strong. She looked like a hermaphrodite zebra. Anywho, that's been today's broadcast, family. I'm about to head back to the hospital to check on my lady and baby Corco Nisha to see what's going on. I thank everybody for tuning in. Family, if you can hit the link below in my profile to contribute to the new film, American Maroon, help us reach the goal to complete the film. We have a Kickstarter campaign that would be much appreciated, family. Much appreciated, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Much respect to you. Papi Kute and Lila Vuve to the family. I will keep people posted on Baby Watch. Y'all be good, and y'all be safe.